Hello, this is James Bradley, and I'm speaking with Jeff Brown. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, James.
Hey, Jeff, I got some news for you. You know, we call this JB West and JB East. The idea is we both have the initials JB, and you're out there in Normandy, and I've been out in New Zealand. But I did something that I didn't tell you about. I moved to Vietnam. Hello from Saigon.
You lucky guy.
Yep. It's now JB East, which is me, has moved to a country called Vietnam. Jeff, someday we'll take out a map and I'll show you where it is. It's just south of China.
I've been to Ho Chi Minh City, Saigon. I know where you live.
So here we are, and you and I offline talked about calling this recording madness.
Yeah.
And how should we do this? Why don't I do two madness?
Tell us the best. Yeah, you do.
And then you do yeah. Two madness, and then I'll All do right. Two madness, and you All do right. Two madness.
All right, okay. Sounds good. All right, go for it.
One madness. Okay, I'll do two. This is my first. Tony Fauci just gave Peter Daszak a grant to study bat virus in Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos. I just spoke with a PhD scientist who worked at Fort Detrick on biological weapons. He's got the credentials. And he says that the scientific community is speculating that Peter Daszak is in this area to, quote, discover, unquote, that COVID-19 actually came from Southeast Asia and not China. So how's that for madness? Tony Fauci's not in jail. Peter Daszak is not in jail. It's unbelievable. And it's like they're just, you know, putting the middle finger to the world. So that's my first madness. And my second madness is nuclear. We have former General David Petraeus, who also should be in jail because he betrayed us. The former CIA director, who had to resign in disgrace, was on CNN normalizing the use of nuclear weapons. They said, "Oh, David, oh, General, what's the story?" And he said, "Well, if the bad guy Putin uses nuclear weapons, we'll just take out his Black Sea Fleet." As if, you know, as if that's possible. We're just going to absorb a nuclear weapon and then we're going to sink some ships. I think it was a test to see absolutely how stupid every CNN viewer actually is. So do you want to comment on my two and then take two?
Yes, for those out there who don't know who Peter Daszak is, he's the head of Echo Health Alliance, and it's a big pharma front that has been heavily involved in the development of bioweapons, including SARS in 2003, this current SARS, SARS-CoV-19. He works with Ralph Baric at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. And Fauci, of course, is the head of the National Institute for Allergies and Infectious Diseases. It's NIAID. Of course, Fauci is the one that gives billions and billions and billions of taxpayers' dollars to big pharma to create bioweapons, including monkeypox and H1N1 and avian flu and swine flu for Cuba and China. And Fauci gave paid Ralph Baric at the University of North Carolina $68 million to weaponize SARS. The little tiny $3 million contract that Wuhan Institute got was simply a canard so that they could tar China with the blame for SARS. It was actually developed in the United States. And Peter Daszak, Echo Health Alliance, Fauci, and Ralph Baric, and there's many others in the United States, many other universities that are up to their necks in this, in these war crimes. They should all be tried in Nuremberg style trials and likely hung for their crimes against humanity. As far as the nuclear, it's just crazy that, one or two Russian or American or French or British or Chinese nuclear bombs, or North Korea, who now has intercontinental ballistic, multi-headed intercontinental ballistic missiles that can take out the east coast of the United States. Only one or two of them would be tens, if not hundreds of times more than either Hiroshima or Nagasaki in Japan towards the end of World War II. So it's just ludicrous to think that accepting one nuclear bomb, you know, that would literally irradiate and kill most of the people on the east or the west coast of the United States, or at least California. It's just beyond even comprehension. I mean, it's just crazy. And so, yeah, for Petraeus to do that is just to say that is, as you're saying, is normalizing nuclear warfare, which would essentially mean the extinction of the human race, even if only a few of them were launched. So those are my comments.
How about a couple of madness?
a good friend of my wife's family, he will go unnamed, who spends a lot of time in the village where we live on vacation. They have a vacation home here that looks right out over the D-Day beaches of Normandy. And he is a mountain guide who his profession all of his life has been to hike around the French Alps and all the other mountains, the Middle Range, and then down in the south near Aix-en-Provence and Marseille, all those beautiful mountains. That's all he's done all of his life. He's built like Jack LaLanne. You know, remember that guy when we were growing up on television?
Yes, Jack LaLanne from Wisconsin. Yes.
Yeah, he was, you know, built like a brick shithouse. So this guy has spent all of his life breathing pure, pristine French Alp air, and then he comes to Normandy here in our town and breathes this pure, pristine air blowing in off of the channel. And he's out last week riding his bike, and all of a sudden feels a pain in his chest, and he thought, well, it'll go away, he doesn't smoke, you know. And of course, he doesn't smoke because he's a mountain climber. But then he literally collapsed and barely made it back home. They rushed him to the hospital. So this guy, with his CV of nothing but pure, clear air for all of his life, was diagnosed with a pulmonary embolism, which is a gigantic blood clot in one of his lungs, and he's lucky to be alive. It lodged in a position where it did not break out and block the rest of his or burst one of his lungs, which would have killed him. So, and but you know he's triple vaxxed. You know he's triple shot. And that's just what's so frightening for my wife and me, because we refused to get the mRNA vaccines, is all of the people that we're seeing around us who are getting sick or dying. And I don't want to, you know, list them all out, but we have two friends, one 61, a amateur bike rider who rides, you know, super fit, drops dead of a heart attack while riding his bike on level ground. And then we have another friend, super fit, 64, actually one of my best friends here in France, got pancreatitis, and it went down into his intestines. He got necrosis of the colon. They removed his colon. They tried to keep him alive for 1 month, and I just went to his funeral. And we just keep hearing all of these horror stories. Another close friend of ours came, and her cousin, who's 70, got the fourth jab. The fourth jab, because she's over 70, she's supposed to get four. And within 1 week, she has some rare, I didn't catch the name, some rare lung disease, where it's so painful for her to breathe that she is now on morphine to curb the pain, because her lungs are like on fire and she can barely breathe. And so she is now going to be handicapped for the rest of her life. And it's just, you know, but you can't say anything about why, and no one wants to talk about it. Everybody wants to avoid it. And that's my first one. Well, all these are kind of connected. So these are my two. But then the third one was, you know, I was talking to a friend who owns a very successful restaurant in Brittany. And he lost a lot of money this summer because he could not find help. He could not find enough people to run his restaurant. So he has, it's beautiful. It's like a former small castle. It's just spectacular. But he had to limit the number of tables that he could take each night during the busiest time of the year, the summer vacation, because he simply could not find help. And he said, and it's not just me, because he's a small businessman, right? So he talks to other small business people, plumbers and carpenters and computer technicians and other people like that, shopkeepers, other restaurant owners, and they're all saying the same thing. They cannot find people to work, and they're having to close days of the week. They're having to shut down parts of their business because there's nobody out there who even is responding to the announcements for employment. And so and they all say, well, you know, it's because they've, again, this madness that people just do not want to confront the truth. Well, it's because they've gone off and done other things. And of course, as James and I said, no, they didn't go off and do other things. They're either dead or from the mRNA injections, or they're handicapped with myocarditis or pericarditis or paralyzed or pancreatitis or whatever. So it's just, but nobody wants to talk about it. It is, everybody just pretends like, oh, it must be COVID. But I will say this, the doctors for that 70-year-old actually admitted to her and her husband that the fourth injection caused her problems. So, but it's too late now. She'll probably live a very shortened life with her inflamed lung syndrome and having to live on morphine for the rest of her life. Any comments, Jeff? James? Yeah.
Yes. Well, there's one honest doctor in the world. I wondered when one was going to show up. I'll tell you, madness. In New Zealand, to get to the airport, a friend took us on a three-hour drive. And he went by the old farm homestead area where he grew up. And he's sneezing like crazy. He had come over for lunch the week before, and he retreated to the garage where he sneezed 27 times. He's filling small towels with mucus, and he said it must be something in the air. He's triple vaxxed. And then we're driving, and he's looking at the homestead. And he says, yeah, that right there, a friend of mine, he's a builder, like a building foreman, who is not building right now because he had a heart attack at 45 and had to have surgery. And I said, gee, I wonder what that is about. He said, cholesterol, 45, heart attack, cholesterol. And then his best female friend from his childhood, 45, just had both breasts removed, sudden cancer. I said, I wonder what that is about. And he said, she must have had a bad diet. I mean, no, they're not, you know, the synapses are not clicking on this thing. So I took a flight from Auckland to Singapore, Singapore to Saigon. And if listeners want to comment that the name of Saigon was changed to Ho Chi Minh City, please save your breath. I'm in downtown Ho Chi Minh City, and we call it Saigon. It's like Manhattan. Instead of saying New York City, you say Manhattan. And so Saigon is a proper usage for where I am. So anyway, Auckland to Singapore, Singapore to Saigon, and it was co-share. So in other words, New Zealand Air from Auckland to Singapore, and then Singapore Airlines from Singapore to Saigon. It's a co-share. So brother and sister, they must know each other. You know what I mean? And so we get on New Zealand Air. And because the dictator of New Zealand, Jacinda the Witch, said they don't have to wear masks, there were no masks on the airplane. And I said to the stewardess, that must be a relief because they never worked anyway. And she said, yeah, so silly. So then we get to Singapore, get on the Singapore Airlines to Saigon, and the stewardess says, you need a mask. So I had around my neck a New Zealand mask exemption laminated that I didn't think I'd have to use it, but I just had it on. So I showed her this government issued exemption. I don't need a mask. So she reads it. She goes and talks to her boss and says, do you have a letter from your doctor? And I said, ma'am, come on. This is ridiculous. I have an exemption, and you know masks don't work. She says, I know, but you got to wear a mask. So I said, are you crazy? You know masks don't work. She said, I know, but you got to wear one. So she gets me a mask. I said, I'm going to put it on my chin, but that's it. And she said, okay, that's fine. So I put the mask on my chin, and then we took off. So we get to Saigon, and I haven't been out of New Zealand for 3 years, and I'm wondering, you know, what's normal? I go to the pool here underneath my apartment complex, and there's a couple with their two children in the pool, and the couple's wearing masks in the pool. So madness, Jeff, madness.
James, please tell the other story that you told me about someone you know who went to their office and what happened to the boss?
No, he's only like I have a good friend who got a new job in Auckland, and she's triple vaxxed, and she said that she came to work like on her third or fourth morning, and the boss's head hit the desk. He sat down, his head hit the desk, I think in his late 40s, dead as a doornail. She talked about the funeral, and then, as you say, you can't bring up, you know, he was vaxxed, and like maybe it was the vax. She's triple vaxxed, so you can't talk about it. This is madness.
Yeah.
This is mass formation. I was just before we started this, I was listening to the Belgium author doctor who wrote about mass formation and totalitarianism. I mean, they're nuts. Dr. Peter, what's his name, said that 90% of American doctors are vaxxed, and mass formation, they're just all in lockstep, and they cannot admit to themselves or their patients that they had recommended a poison. 90% of the doctors are vaxxed. And there's reports of doctors yelling at their patients. If the patients say, you know, I had a heart attack, it must have been the vax. And they're getting yelled at by the doctors, verboten to bring it up.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, did you see that Bill Gates just said that the election will be a stalemate and we will have civil war?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, look it up. Bill Gates, stalemate, and civil war.
That's called foreshadowing. Foreshadowing a future event.
Bill, so that's madness. And, you know, it's not, I don't know, nuclear war, masks, people dying. Here in Vietnam, you know, I don't speak Vietnamese, but my impression is there's no alternative press like America, that we can still get information. And so everyone is talking about all the deaths here. They're talking about people dropping dead, but they attribute it to COVID because there's no discussion of the vaccines being poisoned.
Do you want to tell your story about someone you know read a government report about children dying?
Oh yeah, no, I have a doctor friend who's on a medical board here in Vietnam, so he sees facts from the government that most people don't see. And he is fluent in Vietnamese. He's an American, a genius. And he told me that 12 Vietnamese children died in one day of the vax. So if 12 children were died of a tsunami or a, you know, cyclone or tree branches falling or a mass murder, you know, it would be headlines and there'd be national mourning. But nobody in Vietnam knows that 12 children died on the same day of the vaccine.
Yeah.
And when you talk about madness, you saw, Jeff, I sent you the video of that actress.
Diane Gibson, the Canadian lady. I think that's
Diane, is it Gibson? So she shot her own video and half her face has palsy and she can't smile. She cannot issue a complete smile. She says
Jennifer Gibson, Canadian actress, Jennifer Gibson.
A gorgeous girl. Look, just go online, folks. Jennifer Gibson. And you'll see the video. You'll see her before and after. She's a beautiful woman. And then after the shot, she can't move half her face. She knows it's a shot. She admits it. But she says, I would do it again. We all have to do our part.
Yeah. That's madness.
That's madness.
Yeah. And unfortunately, those kind of people, you know, she'd be the one that would pull the trigger and kill somebody if she was commanded to do so. I mean, it's just beyond my comprehension that she could say that. And of course, you know, there's Justin Bieber, whose face is half melted off, and his wife, who had a brain clot, and Mike Tyson, you know, the great fighter, who's now in a wheelchair, and Eric Clapton, who can no longer play a guitar. But these are just well-known names. This ignores the millions and millions and millions and millions of other people around the world who are suffering the same problems. So, or have died and we don't even know about it. You know, and it's just, shall we change gears and I tell you another thing that's madness?
Please.
It's hard to avoid Ukraine. And of course, the United States blew up the Nord Stream pipelines 1 and 2. And I'm not going to say even allegedly. Everybody knows the United States did it. You know, cui bono. And they've been planning this for years. And then, as I told you, the United States even blew up a huge gas pipeline in the Soviet Union. The Taiga, it's called the Taiga pipeline. In 1982, the CIA got a hold of the software that the Soviet Union bought from Canada before the software was sent over in 82 to manage the pipeline. It was pipeline management software, and they hacked it so that it would go haywire, uncontrollably cause massive overpressuring, and of course the pipeline blew up. And it was so big that it was the largest explosion, even compared to volcanoes, the largest explosion ever seen by satellites from space. So the United States has already done it. And then I just saw another thing reminding people that in 1983, the United States blew up most of Nicaragua's oil reserves by blowing up five massive oil tanks, holding tanks in Nicaragua, and they also blew up a pipeline in Nicaragua. These are only the ones that we know about. So I'm sitting here in France, and what is so crazy is that the United States is getting away with and can suborn and turn Europe into a colony. And it's like I'm calling it the Yankee European colony. They are going to deindustrialize Europe. They're going to destroy one of the great manufacturing countries of the world, Germany. They're getting away with it. The bought and sold leaders of Germany are allowing it to happen. Macron in France is allowing, all the European leaders are allowing it to happen, except Viktor Orban of Hungary and Vukic, the president of Serbia, but he's not a part of the EU, but he's still in Europe. So we are reading that Germany is being forced to abandon their industry here in Germany and move it to the United States. So this is classic colonialism, imperialism, where the production takes place at home, and the resources are stolen from overseas, brought back to make things, to re-export to these same poor people at a high price. So we are literally, James, it is You talk about madness. Western Europe has 500 million people. The United States only has 330. Western Europe has 530 million people. Its GDP is bigger than the United States's. And we are watching the United States able to destroy Europe, destroy its industry, which will put hundreds of thousands of people out of work, which will create a depression here in Europe, and we will see Europe being treated just like India was when England colonized England, colonized India, or we'll see it'll be just like another an Africa when the French were colonizing West Africa. And it's just unbelievable that this is being allowed to happen. And we are now facing here, you know, literally no gas to heat houses. People are going to freeze to death. People are going to go hungry because there's no fertilizer. People are going to go hungry because there's not going to be any. The refineries are not going to have gas to make diesel fuel and gasoline for cars. You talk about madness. I don't know which is worse, COVID or what the United States is doing to Europe, but it's beyond anyone's comprehension that they are able to get away with this. And then state terrorism, blowing up a $20 billion pipeline, and they're going to get away with it. They're going to blame Russia, and the big lie propaganda machine has stepped in lockstep, you know, jackboot, brown shirt, lockstep, Russia, 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 Russia. Russians blew up their own pipeline, whereas if they wanted to shut it off, all they'd have to do is flip a switch in St. Petersburg if they wanted to stop the gas flowing. It's just, the whole thing is so absurd and so surreal, but yet they're going to get away with it. And then the second thing I want to talk about is the October surprise. There's a lot of talk on the alternative press that they're going to use the Nord Stream false flag, just like 9/11, which was, of course, a government false flag. They're going to use the Nord Stream to blame Russia, and then there's going to be a false flag in the United States where some infrastructure is blown up, and they are then going to blame Russia for that. Just like they blamed they blamed the Muslim world, you know, for 9/11, and it's madness that they can actually get away with this and brainwash the vast majority of the world's people into accepting all this. Any comments?
Yes. If you were exaggerating, or if anything you just said was not true,
I would love to
call it out.
But everything
you described a surreal, mad situation that is happening before our eyes, and we are allowing it. We allowed a stolen election. We got fooled by COVID. We are dying at enormous numbers. And I mean, I lived in Germany. Germany's about as perfect as you can get. And people are going to freeze to death in Germany as the country is deindustrialized. I can't believe these words. It's unbelievable. But this is the other thing is, it isn't like Jeff and I, you know, are like have insider CIA knowledge. This anybody who can read can find the facts that Jeff just recited, but the population is not doing anything.
You know, I would think
every human in Germany would be out on the street right now protesting.
But they aren't.
Why?
I don't know. maybe shell shock, denial, compartmentalization, fear. I don't know, James. It's beyond my comprehension. And you know, the yellow vests are you know, still out there in smaller numbers, but and there's the occasional protest in Belgium, or the occasional protest in Copenhagen, or the occasional protest in Brussels. But you know, what's it going to take? You know, 10 or 20 million people rampaging through the streets of the capitals of Europe to finally, you know, put a stop to it. But obviously, the leaders don't care whether their citizens die or not. For COVID or freezing to death or starving to death. So I don't know what it would take to get rid of them and try to start over. What do you think?
I wish I could
say, Jeff, you're exaggerating. It can't be that bad. You know, you're too out there. This can't be. But everything you're saying is happening before our eyes, just like the sun coming up.
Yeah.
We are allowing it.
Yeah.
So it's I'm amazed. I'm not sad. I'm not depressed. I'm just amazed that we allowed all this, and it's going on in front of our eyes. It must be normalcy bias that everybody's.
You know, my
Auckland, my New Zealand friend who has friends who are dying and having heart attacks at 45, he said, I mentioned, you know, the German situation. And he said, oh, you know, they'll come through it. They'll be fine. I said, everyone came through World War II. You know, it's just 60 million people dead. there'll be a Germany, but I'm just being repetitive now. Maybe we should cut it off because it's just.
Yeah, I know. I agree. Well, we just wanted people. What one thing I have, my wife and I have talked about this, and I'm going to quit from now on. I'm going to quit trying to be polite when somebody talks about, you know, a pancreatitis, or, you know, losing their colon, or, you know, they can't find help. I'm just going to, instead of saying, you know, I'm just going to say, well, that, you know, it's the Western jab. That's all there is to it. You know, that's why there's nobody there to help, you know, run your restaurant or your business. And that's why that person's in the hospital. And I'm going to try to be a little bit more open about the fact that, you know, these are happening not because of COVID or bad luck, but because of the mRNA jab. So that's the one thing I'm going to do. And you and I are going to keep reporting, and we have everybody's back here in Europe and in the West, and you in the East and Vietnam now, and congratulations on your big move.
Yeah,
it's good. You know, here it's full steam ahead with the economy. Jobs are plentiful. You know, industry is moving. There's a real sense of
the opposite
of Europe, you know, in terms of activity.
Well, that's good for Vietnam. So I'm of course, all those people who are dying and injured from the from the vaccines they imported, I guess that's another story. So, well, thank you, James.
Covered up. That story is covered up. There's no scratch here. If I say, you know, it's the vaccine, there's no, like I say, no alternative media. There's no understanding of that. They look at me blankly because they got sold that it's COVID. So every death is COVID and has nothing to do with the vax.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I'm out. So that's the news. You are holding down Normandy. We moved JB East from the tiny little island of New Zealand to the much larger population of Vietnam here. I came because Vietnam has proven that you can napalm it for 10 years and they will feed themselves. So I think I'll be safe here. The Ho Chi Minh Trail.
Talk to you later, James.
Goodbye, JB West.
Bye-bye, JB East.